Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What is the difference between Marxism or communism and capitalism? We hear these terms, but what do they really mean and where are the significant differences? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We hear these phrases, capitalism, and today some people often use that in a very negative or pejorative way. They try to talk about the top 1% and that capitalism is evil and is responsible for all the evils in our society. And we hear this discussion of communism and Marxism, and to some, it seems as though this is the new wave, at least for some of the younger generation. What is the difference between these two? There is a certain sentence that comes from Karl Marx that I think begins to understand the real issues behind Marxism or communism, Matt.
Well, Karl Marx popularized the famous slogan first used by Louis Blanc in 1851. Millennials, incidentally, Matt, are really buying into this whole idea of Marxism, of communism, is in vogue. Well, what does it mean? Well, this one sentence sums it up. From each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. So in other words, redistributionism, redistribution of wealth, that's at the heart of communism. But there are other things at the heart of communism. If government is God, which communism effectively and Marxism effectively hold, there is no God. Atheism is part and parcel of that. And so when God or when government is the measure of all things and God is not the measure of all things, we have things like, Stalin, Hitler. You have, hundreds of millions of people dying under these various isms, whether it's socialism, communism. They're all rooted in Marxism, and it has resulted in a mass bloodbath across the globe just in the 20th century alone.
This is actually from Karl Marx. So, we're talking about this redistribution from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, not according to your want or your preference, but your need. And you also talked about atheism being inherent in communism and Marxism, because in the communist and Marxist ideology, the government is the central planner and is the one that decides the wealth, the work, the future, the destiny, the education of every single individual. So the government is the planner. You lose, therefore, your liberty. The government, therefore, is God, and God is displaced. Now, this is from Karl Marx. Karl Marx said this. He said, quote, "I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above," close quote. He also wrote a poem called "The Invocation of One in Despair," and he spoke as though he were Satan himself. He said, as part of this poem, I won't read the whole thing, "So a God has snatched me from all, or snatched from me my all." He goes on to say, "Nothing but revenge is left to me. I shall build my throne high overhead."
I recently spoke with William Murray, whose mother, of course, was Madeline Murray O'Hare, a very well-known atheist for being instrumental in taking prayer out of the schools. And when I was talking to him, he said, people think of her as an atheist, but it's really, she was ultimately a Marxist. I grew up in a Marxist household. That's what started it all, that led her to atheism.
And in the same poem, he goes on to say, "Then I will be able to walk triumphantly like a god through the reins of their kingdom. Every word of mine is fire in action. My breast is equal to that of the creator." In another poem called "The Player," Marx wrote, "The hellish vapors rise and fill the brain till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. See the sword? The prince of darkness sold it to me."
Yeah, and you know, Karl Marx, Holly, you mentioned Bill Murray, the son of Madeline Murray O'Hare, and that he grew up in a Marxist household. You mentioned they're removing prayer from the schools. Well, who is behind all that? Who is one of the leading organizations that is effective in engaging in religious cleansing is what we're talking about here. It's the ACLU. And the ACLU, Karl Marx is the high priest of the ACLU, and as Marx, another thing Marx said, is the first requisite for the happiness of the people is the abolition of religion. Now, lest you think that the ACLU is not Marxist, is not communist in nature, listen to the words of the founder of communism himself, where he said, quote, this is Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU. And this, again, who worked with Marie Madeleine O'Hare and others to remove prayer from school, to remove any form of public expression of not any religion, Christianity. He says this, Roger Baldwin, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. That's the founder of the ACLU.
Now, I think one of the things that, say, communist or Marxist or capitalist or whatever ism you want to put in there, I think one of the things that we all want is, for lack of a better term, a utopian society, a society in which we all get along and people's needs are met and so forth, and everyone lives happily ever after, this kind of white picket fence. Really, what's behind some of these communist or Marxists is this idea that they want to create a utopian society. I think we all have that in common, right? We want to have a better future for our lives. We want to be able to live free and happy and to be able to care for those who can't care for themselves. Well, the real question is, how do you go about that? What is the best way to have the best future? Well, the communist Marxist view is that government will ultimately be the central planner. So people in the bureaucratic government will ultimately they will direct your future. If you make something, and by the way, you've got to make something because you can't be someone who doesn't work. You've got to work. They will force you to work. They will force you to work in certain areas. They will force you to work in certain places. And therefore, they will distribute that to other people who have needs. That ultimately limits your freedom. For example, when I was in the Soviet Union in September of 1990, the year before the collapse of the Soviet Union, bus drivers and medical doctors, obviously there was a huge difference in their educational level, were being paid about the same. And when we checked into Moscow, we couldn't say, I want to stay in this hotel or that hotel. Guess who made the decision? We did not know where we would stay until we arrived at the airport. We had to go to a central planning desk, and someone behind the desk would randomly assign you to this hotel and you to that hotel. And once you got there, you were then able to communicate through a payphone to the people back in the United States. That's part of the central planning. Your liberty is ultimately taken away. Dissenters, because there will be dissenters, the dissension is that the human spirit seeks freedom. The human spirit seeks accomplishment. And the human spirit seeks to invest time and energy in something and have a reward for investing that time and energy. Central planners take away that reward. Therefore, the human spirit rejects that, and then what happens is the central planner has to use force, and that's why you have Hitler, and you have Stalin, and you have Pol Pot, and you have all these Marxist dictators, communists, that ultimately use the government to force people to comply, and ultimately to comply with the loss of their lives.
You know, I think it's very important, too, you see our millennial generation being swept up in this, and you wonder why it's so attractive to them and how they're being bought this bill of goods.
Well, I think one of the ways is because of the idea that you can get something free. You can get college education free. You can get this free. You can get that free. We want to help somebody. And so those may be laudable goals. The question is, how do you best accomplish the best society? The best society is to understand what God created us to be. And we are people that have ingenuity. We want to invest our time and create. We are creative beings. And therefore, when you invest your time into something, you get a reward for doing that. And that's what capitalism does. That's why Communism, Marxism, these repressive central planning governments have to go against religion, because what is the ultimate impediment to something like that succeeding? What happened in the Soviet Union when it took power? It went after the churches. It made the churches illegal. It suppressed the churches, because the Christian ethic, the Christian idea that for Christ you have been made completely free, spiritually and externally, that goes against these Marxist, communist countries. So you have to kill religion. And that's why you see these quotes from Karl Marx and other communists that are anti-religion, because that is ultimately the impediment to their final success. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.